Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, did we have a marvelous Sunday here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a wonderful, wonderful crowd, a great spirit, decisions made for Christ in the services, warm altars all day long and in the evening, and just a wonderful day with the people of God, rejoicing in His goodness to us, and decisions that were made for Christ yesterday in our services. And the same in our Spanish church yesterday. They had a wonderful day as well. And I hope you had a good Sunday where you were, and that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And most importantly, God met with you and spoke to your heart. And it sure was good. A good Lord's Day. It was a great September. We only got 2 days to go here, the 29th and 30th, and by Wednesday, we're moving to October. And the fall is officially here, and we're enjoying it and looking forward to what the Lord has in store for us here in the month of October. Well, if your Bible's nearby, I want to talk to you about, go to Daniel chapter 2, first of all, Daniel chapter 2. We're going to read some verses there. Well, I talk to you about three principles for the end times. Now, there's no doubt about it. We are in the end times. Now, obviously, that's a period of time. We don't know when the Lord's going to come. I know He's coming. We just don't know the day or the hour that He's going to come. But surely, we are living in the times of the return of Christ. And here, God gave Daniel, well, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and God gave Daniel the interpretation of the dream in Daniel chapter 2. I'm going to begin our reading in verse number 40, where he describes the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, forasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, and they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Forasmuch as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, and the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. So Daniel now understands what is coming to happen, explaining to Nebuchadnezzar what's going to happen in the future. Warren Wiersbe told the story that when he was a young man preaching on the last days and was laying out the events of prophecy and clearly had it all figured out and planned out, at the end of the service, an older gentleman came up to him and said in his ear, "I used to have the Lord's return planned out to the last detail, but years ago, I moved from the planning committee to the welcoming committee." Well, that's where I am. I'm on the welcoming committee. But we've seen such a decline in our country in the last 70 years. I mean, the television and the film industry has desensitized us toward immorality and idolatry and sodomy. They introduced nudity and sensuality to the American world and culture. Pornography now grips the minds of millions. do the proliferation of that filth via print and television and internet. And because of the deliberate actions of a corrupt minority, America has become less civil, less moral, less rational, less governable, and less like a nation and more like a wild animal. But the book of Daniel forecasted these end times, and it forecasted the realization of an animal like nations years ago. How close are we to the return of Christ? I don't know. Where are we in the scope of history? I'm not sure. We're coming up on 250 years, next year, 250 years of being a nation. These past few years have revealed just how shaky our nation is. The Constitution is being questioned by radical leftists and progressives. And I think they'll be pushing at some point for a new Constitution or a setting aside of this one. The cracks in the foundation of what we know as America are widening. And you and I better be paying attention. We have the war in Ukraine, the tensions in the Middle East between Gaza and Hamas and Israel and Qatar and Syria and I mean on and on and on. What will the nation be? What nations will make up the revised Roman Empire that Daniel saw in this image, in this dream of Nebuchadnezzar? Well, the Bible speaks about what's happening. And I just want to give you three principles. I won't get through them today, but I'll get through them today and tomorrow. The three principles for the end times. And this image that Nebuchadnezzar dreamed and Daniel interpreted are the kingdoms of the world. And I want to give you these three proven principles for the end times. Number one is this: every leader and every nation gets replaced. You see, there was a continuity or a link between the different materials. The materials in this image that he saw were of differing value and strength, and it was a decline in the value and strength of the metals as they go down. Daniel explains that these are kingdoms, and they're tied together and built on top of each other, but they ultimately share the same fate. What is that? Failed kingdom after failed kingdom. And they're built on top of each other, hoping somehow they can finally get it right and they'll endure. But all the wonder, the beauty, the value, and the strength of these metals are resting on unstable feet of clay. Everything about it is uncertain and unstable. And that reminds me, listen, if you just build your life on something that's uncertain and unstable, there's no security, there's no certainty. And some people think there is no security anyway. Oh yes, there is. Life is either a daring adventure or it's nothing, but there's security in Christ. But let me help you with this image. This image is the head of gold is Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian kingdom. They were taken over by the chest and arms of silver, which was the Medo-Persian Empire. And then Greece took over the Persian Empire with thighs of bronze. That's Greece. That was till 161 B.C., and then the legs of iron is Rome, and they ruled from 168 B.C. to 476 A.D. Then the legs of iron and clay are the divided nations, and that's from 476 until the present day. That's us. Now, Daniel is only interpreting and identifying the kingdom represented by the head of gold, but Daniel has given us a picture of history. And what he's pointing to is the coming of the kingdom of God that overwhelms and eventually destroys the kingdoms of man. The kingdoms of this earth will be crushed and blown away by the kingdom of our God. One man said this: we live in a world that has shaped our priorities, skewed our perspectives, and taught us what to value. And rather than permitting God to challenge these values, to confront and replace them, a great deal of energy is expended in the attempt to win God's approval and support the values that God actually detests. We want God to baptize our standard of living, our pursuit of financial security, our accumulation of money. We want His approval of large houses, large bank accounts, large credit card limits. We want Him to look at our consumer culture, our capitalistic dreams, and pronounce, "It is good." It is all theological smoke and mirrors. imposing on God a value system that is foreign to his nature. It's culture dictating the shape of faith. And in this, we are culture's collaborators. That was a quote from Tim Woodruff. God bless America, but she gets the stone too. You see, God never promised to bless the American way or the American way of life. God never promised to bless the American dream. The big idea is that one great kingdom follows the next, one after another, until they all get crushed to powder by God himself. We know, I believe, and I do believe, America is the most powerful nation on earth today. But it was only 120 years ago, 130 years ago, that it was the British Empire that was the most powerful nation on earth. Go back further than that, it might have been Spain. So our historical focus gets a bit blurry. So what about the future? Obviously, the United States also will be replaced. The Babylonians were replaced. The Babylonians got replaced by the Persians. The Persians got replaced by the Greeks. The Greeks got replaced by the Romans. And now all the nations of the world are here, divided nations. But we understand, here's the first principle, every king and every nation eventually gets replaced, according to Daniel chapter 2. I know some try to fit United States into prophecy, but it's just not there. So we will be replaced. Now, as an American, I don't like that. But as a Christian, I understand it. So every nation and every king eventually is going to be replaced. Now, I'm going to give you number two, but we're not going to have time to really develop it. We'll come back tomorrow and get that done, all right? But it is God, here's number two, it is God who sets up the leaders of the nations. It is God who sets up the leaders of the nations. That's in Daniel 4, verse 17. First of all, verse 17, where Daniel says this, "The matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men." That statement's repeated in verse 25 and also in verse 32, that God rules in the kingdom of men, and he'll set up over it whomsoever he will. God sets up the leaders of the nations. And Daniel makes that clear. And we'll talk about Nebuchadnezzar a little bit more tomorrow and talk about who God has set up over the nations. And we'll develop that point when we get together tomorrow in the broadcast. But our time is about up for today. So I want to thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And I hope you come back tomorrow as we continue to talk about three important principles for the last days. Three things that we must keep in mind as we live out these days. And God knew we would. God knew we'd be here. He knew we would be living. And let's follow these instructions. I think it'll be a help and a blessing to us. All right? So listen, until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.